today's contestants. An international development specialist from Falls Church, Virginia, Mahesh Atham Chandani. A screenwriter from Los Angeles, California, Lin Chu Yu. And a returning champion, an attorney from Athens, Georgia, Paul Trifoletti, whose two-day cash winnings total $38,199. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome as we get set to wrap up the week here on Jeopardy. Paul, off to a good start, as you just heard, won a lot of money in his first two games. Lynn and Mahesh, welcome aboard. Good luck. Here we go. The Jeopardy round comes first. There is one daily double in this round in one of these categories. World place names. Next, British politics. Flag creators. Want to bet? Emmy's best drama. And finally, French words in English. Paul, start.
British politics for 200.
It's the job of presiding over the House of Commons. From 2009 to 2019, it was the flamboyant John Bercow. Paul.
What is the speaker?
Yes.
British politics for 400.
An English town or district that forms the constituency of a member of parliament is called one of these, like a division of New York City. Paul?
What is a borough?
Yeah.
British politics for 600.
In December of 2019, this party won a sweeping election victory on a Brexit Now platform. Mahesh.
Who are the Conservatives?
Yes.
World place names for 200, please.
We're bullish on this Spanish city that tradition says was founded by and named for Pompey. Lynn?
What is Pamplona?
Correct.
Emmy's best drama for 200.
2004, when it came to this HBO series, Emmy did not forget about it. Mahesh.
What is The Sopranos?
That's the series.
Emmy for 400.
2011, voters bought Don Draper's pitch. Lynn.
What is Mad Men?
Yep.
Emmy's for 600.
2002, POTUS triumphant. Mahesh.
What is The West Wing?
Good.
Emmy for 800.
2012. It's showtime for a bipolar operative. Mahesh.
What is Homeland?
Homeland, right you are.
And finish the category for
1984.
That.
This colorful NBC cop show was careful out there. Mahesh.
What is Hill Street Blues?
Right.
British politics for 800, please.
Answer. Daily double. Came back to the right category, and you have the most money.
Alex, I'll make it a true daily double.
All right, here is the clue. Since 2016, Baroness Evans of Bowes Park has been the leader of this body.
What is the House of Lords?
You are right, and you now have 6,400.
I will take British politics for 1,000.
From 2014 to 2016, Philip Hammond served as this official, the British counterpart of the U.S. Secretary of State. Paul.
What is the Foreign Secretary?
Good.
World place names for 400.
One of Simon Bolivar's last wishes was vengeance for the murder of a sweet friend for whom this Bolivian city is named. Lynn?
What is Sucre?
Yes.
600 world place names.
These islands that include New Georgia and Guadalcanal were named for a biblical king. Lynn?
What are the Solomon Islands?
Yes.
World place names 800.
The name of this national park and wildlife refuge in Tanzania roughly translates to Great Open Place. Paul.
What is Serengeti?
Good.
World place names for 1,000.
These islands in the West Indies are so named because they're sheltered from the trade winds. Mahesh.
What are the Windward Islands?
Nope. Paul.
What are the Leeward Islands?
Yeah, the other side of the coin on that one. All right, that moves Paul up to 3,400, and it moves us into this commercial break. Welcome back. The first player we introduced on the program today is this man, Mahesh Atham Chandani. Did I get it right?
Perfect.
All right, from Falls Church, Virginia. Now, so many of our contestants on Jeopardy have experience on other game shows. You have experience at a very young age. You were how old?
I was 9 years old, and I grew up in Canada. Yeah. And my mom and I were on a show called Just Like Mom, which is sort of like the Newlywed Show, but with your mom.
With your mom?
With your mom.
Did you win?
We came in third out of three, so I'm hoping to do better today.
All right. Lin Kuyu from Los Angeles, a screenwriter. Tell me about your days in high school and Harry Potter.
I used to wear a Harry Potter robe to school on the days where it was a Harry Potter character's birthday. And in retrospect, I can't believe my mother allowed me to do that. But my mom has always been very supportive, and she's in the audience today. I want to give a shout out to her.
Okay, good for you. Now, Paul Trifoletti from Athens, Georgia, is our champion. When you were a kid, what was the first big word you learned?
The word was insurrectionist.
How did that come up in conversation?
It didn't come up in conversation. We were in church at Easter time, and they were reading the Passion narrative, and the translation of the scripture that the Catholic Church was using at the time used the word insurrectionist to describe Barabbas and said, now Barabbas was an insurrectionist. And so they said, now Barabbas was an insurrectionist. And I turned to my dad and I said, what's an insurrectionist?
It's a crook.
Well, he said it's somebody who tries to overthrow the government. And so I filed that away in my mind, and that was the first big word I learned. Insurrectionist.
Okay, great. All right. Pick your signaling device up and make a selection.
French words in English for 200.
This word for an afternoon show means morning in French. Paul.
What is matinée?
Good.
French words in English for 400.
Often seen in our category titles, this word literally means rotten pot. Mahesh.
What is potpourri?
Good.
600, same category.
This French feminine word is a person with brown hair. Lynn.
What is a brunette?
Good.
Flag creators for 200.
In 1964, George Stanley sketched two suggestions for this country's official flag. Mahesh.
What is Canada?
Yeah, good for you.
Flag creators, 400, please.
When Gilbert Baker designed the rainbow flag for Gay Pride in 1978, he added hot this color to the traditional seven colors. Paul.
What is pink?
Yes.
Flag creators for 600.
William Todd, designer of this state's 1846 bear flag, was Abraham Lincoln's relative by marriage. Mahesh.
What is California?
Correct.
Flag creators, 800.
The first of Great Britain's flags began with a 1606 proclamation by this king to merge two other flags. Paul.
Who is James I?
You are right.
French words in English for 800.
Tellers of anecdotes, or the name of a Jack White band. Paul.
What are raconteurs?
Good.
French words in English for 1,000.
French for carriage entrance. It's the type of drop-off area seen here. Paul.
What is porte cochere?
Good for you.
Flag creators for 1,000.
Philosopher Raimundo Teixeira Mendes created this South American country's flag, as well as the motto, Ordem e Progresso. Paul.
What is Brazil?
Yes.
Want a bet for 200.
If the bettor buys insurance after the dealer shows an ace, he's playing this game. Mahesh.
What is blackjack?
Right.
400.
In 2016, a few happy bettors cashed in 5,000-1 tickets after Leicester City won the title in England's top league in this sport. Mahesh.
What is soccer?
Right.
600.
If the bettor puts money on the pass line and the roll is 2, 3, or 12, that's this, the name of the game, and the bettor loses. Lynn.
Was craps?
Yep.
800?
A bettor who correctly picks the order of the first two finishers in a horse race wins this precisely named wager. Mahesh.
What is an exactor?
Say it again.
Exactor?
No. Fallerlin? You were close. What is an exacta, not tor? Now the last clue for 1,000. In 2018, this NBA commissioner said the league should get a cut of any legalized betting on it. Lynn.
Who is Silver?
Adam Silver. Right you are. Taking you to 3,800. And that, of course, means you get to go first when we come back. Just before we get into Double Jeopardy, we have a change in scoring to announce, and it affects Mahesh. And he gave us a response of exactor a few minutes ago instead of exacta. And it turns out that in Canada, exactor is a synonym quite often for Exacta. So you're picking up $1,600 and you're taking the lead with $8,000. Lynn, you get to pick first in Double Jeopardy, and here are the categories for you. Literary awards, musicals, inventions, postal abbreviation words. All correct responses will be combinations of postal abbreviations. And that's followed by the Saints. And what do the Saints do? They're marching in. Where do we start?
Musicals for 800.
Here's the star of TV's Young Sheldon.
I'm Ian Armitage. The Broadway musical Hamilton runs in my family. My dad, Ewan Morton, played King George III, and I got to rap as the title character while sitting on this composer's shoulders.
Mahesh.
Who is Miranda?
Yes, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Literary awards for 400.
Like the protagonist in the early part of Dumas' novel, the judges of the newly created Prix Monte Cristo are these. Lin.
What are musketeers?
No. Mahesh?
What is a count?
No.
No.
Correct response. What are prisoners? Mahesh?
Say literary awards for 800, please.
No twist necessary in the short stories that since 1919 win the prize named for this short story author. Lynn?
Who is O. Henry?
Good.
Musicals for 1200.
After 3,388 performances and an eight-year run, this musical was no longer the word when it closed April 13th, 1980. Mahesh.
What is Grease?
Yeah.
Musical 1600?
Answer there. Nearly double. You have a $2,000 lead right now.
Just 400, please, Alex.
Four it is. The protagonist of this musical writes himself letters, hence the name of the show.
What is Dear Evan Hansen?
Yep.
Musicals 2000, please.
Fodala and Our Heroine were two of the tales of this author made into the show South Pacific. Lynn.
Who is Mishner?
Mishner, yes.
Inventions for 2000.
William Burroughs, grandfather of the famous author William S., invented the first practical one of these office machines. Paul.
What is a typewriter?
Nope. Lynn or Mahesh? He invented an adding machine. Lynn, back to you.
Literary awards for 1200.
2019 Nobel Prize winner Peter Handke is perhaps best known for the novel This Player's Anxiety at the Penalty Kick. Lynn.
What is... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's too bad. Mahesh.
Who is Maradona?
No. Correct response. What is The Goalie? Lynn, back to you.
Literary awards for 1600.
In 2019, the name of this prestigious prize became a little shorter when the Man Group stopped sponsoring it. Mahesh.
What is the Booker?
Yeah.
Postal abbreviations for 400, please.
A Rocky Mountain state parks its car in front of an East Coast state and falls into this long state of unconsciousness. Mahesh.
What is a coma?
Coma, yes, Colorado and Massachusetts.
Postal for 800.
Combine the home states of Vice Presidents Biden and Cheney to get this word meaning moist. Lynn.
What is dewy?
Delaware and Wyoming, yeah.
Literary awards for 2000.
The 2017 Women's Prize for Fiction went to Naomi Alderman for this sci-fi novel where women get shocking abilities. Hence the title, The Power. Lynn, back to you.
The Saints for 800.
Also known as Padre Pio, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina is one of 60-plus saints said to have exhibited these signs of the crucified Jesus. Paul.
What is the stigmata?
Yeah.
The Saints for 1,200.
Answer there, the other Daily Double. You've been silent for a while.
I will wager... 2000.
All right, here's the clue. Legend says around 300 AD, this small European republic was founded by a saintly man and his followers, and it still bears his name today.
What is San Marino?
You are right. And you're now in second place with 8,400.
Saints for 1,600.
The Virgin Mary appeared to Saint Bernadette 18 times and revealed to her a healing spring in this city. Paul.
What is Lourdes?
Correct.
The saints for 2,000.
Saint Adalbert was the apostle of this kingdom, later part of Germany, a Bismarck in his career. Correct response, what is Prussia? Paul?
Saints for 400.
He first went to the Emerald Isle as a slave in the 5th century. Later, he returned to convert the country. Lynn?
Who is St. Patrick?
Yes.
Postal abbreviation words for 1,200.
The home of Independence Hall has a window on the Cornhusker State to give us this word. Lynn?
What is Payne?
Pennsylvania and Nebraska.
Postal abbreviation for 16.
Hoosiers join up with their neighbor directly south to form this newspaper-stained word. Lynn?
What is Inky?
Inky, Indiana and Kentucky, right?
Postal abbreviation for 2.
Two states on the West Coast bookend North Dakota to form this six-letter word for frankness. And the word is candor. Candor. California, North Dakota, and Oregon. Lynn?
Inventions for 1600.
Smile and say cheese if you know that Edwin Land developed this name brand item, first sold in 1948. Paul.
What is Polaroid?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Inventions for 1200.
The robotic hand seen here was created thanks to the invention of this computer-aided process. Paul.
What is CAD?
No. Lynn or Mahesh? What is 3D printing? Paul, back to you.
Inventions for 800.
In 2001, Apple introduced this device that could pack up to 1,000 songs right in your pocket. Mahesh.
What is the iPod?
iPod, right.
Inventions 400.
Often cited as the world's greatest invention, it was designed in ancient times, but probably just for pottery making. Lynn.
What is the wheel?
Yeah.
Marching in for 2,000.
On March 25th, 1851, Major James Savage made the discovery of this valley, and now National Park, on the Merced River. Paul.
What is Yosemite?
Correct.
Marching in for 1,600.
This Mexican general prevailed at the Alamo in March of 1836. Lynn.
Who is Santa Anna?
Right.
1,200.
Oh, we won't get a chance to see any more clues, but look at how close this game is. And here comes Final Jeopardy. 21st century movies. Sounds like fun. We'll find out in a moment.
Coronavirus arrives in Maryland.
What city leaders say you can do to prevent the spread of this contagious virus. Plus, urge to stay home, but is it really feasible?
How some employers are fighting to save workers' jobs in case of an outbreak.
A Geico commercial has a surprising running of the Bulldogs rather than the running of the Bulls in this Spanish city. What is Pamplona? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
21st century movies, fairly recent stuff for our final today, players. Here's your clue. After its initial release in 2016, it became the first major motion picture to be dubbed in Tahitian. 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's start in the middle with Lynn. Came up with Thor Ragnarok in her final response, and that's incorrect. What did you lose? 93.99. Oh, darn. You're down to 1601. Let's go to your left now to Mahesh. He had 11,600. He wrote down, what is Moana? The film is set in the South Pacific. Yes, you are right, the Disney motion picture. It'll add how much money? 801 only, giving you now a $1 lead over Paul, our champion. Look at that poker face. Did he come up with Moana? He did. Did he risk more than a buck? I'll say he did. 10,801. 23,201 today, and now a three-day total of 61,400. Paul, enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
Bet- best fiends. Collect tons of cute characters. Solve thousands of fiendishly fun puzzles. Download Best Fiends for free today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Imagine whiter teeth in just 4 days. Imagine strengthening enamel while safely removing stains. Act whitening mouthwash. Stop imagining. Start acting.
For long-term joint health, trust OsteoBiflex, the number one pharmacist-recommended joint care.